USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States says Russia is trying to recruit over 60,000 more troops for its invasion of Ukraine. A senior U.S. defense official saying Russia is trying to reinforce their invasion troops through new recruits and reservists. At least 52 people killed, many of them children, when a missile struck a train station in eastern Ukraine Friday. Russia claims it wasn't their missiles, but in his nightly address, Ukrainian President Zelensky vehemently rejects that.
We are anticipating a solid global reaction to this war crime. Like mass killings in Bucha, like many other Russian war crimes, the missile strike on Kramatorsk must become one of the charges at the tribunal. That will be for sure.
The president has nothing on his public schedule for Saturday. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The Federal Aviation Administration said on Friday it wants to impose its largest ever fines on two airline passengers involved in violent incidents last summer. The FAA has proposed a civil penalty of just under $82,000 against a passenger who struck a flight attendant on the head, tried to open a cabin door and headbutted and spit and tried to kick crew members and passengers even after she was placed in flexible handcuffs. The FAA also seeking a fine of just over $77,000 against a woman who tried to open a cabin door during a flight and bite another passenger repeatedly before she was restrained by the crew. The Idaho Supreme Court on Friday temporarily blocked a new state law that would ban abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy and allow the law to be enforced through lawsuits. The lawsuit means the law won't go into effect as planned on April 22nd. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A former Florida PREP administrator was sentenced to federal prison on Friday, and a decorated water polo coach at the University of Southern California were swiftly convicted by a jury on Friday in a Boston federal court in the long-running college admissions bribery scandal. Mark Riddell was paid to take college entrance exams for wealthy students, was handed a 4-month prison sentence, in order to serve 2 years of supervised release and forfeit nearly $250,000. Meanwhile, former USC coach Jovan Vekic, who faked the athletic credentials of rich students, was convicted on all 3 counts of fraud and bribery. The University of Southern California is suing 2 men over their YouTube pranks that disrupted lectures and frightened students. USC is asking a court to ban them from the Los Angeles campus. The 2 men, who are not USC students, barged into lectures to film YouTube videos. One case involves them dressing up as characters from the TV show Squid Game and pretending to be chased by people with weapons. USC says students fled the lecture and the pair was later captured at gunpoint by police. The NASCAR Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 400 set to take place tonight under the lights at Martinsville Speedway. Green flag drops just after 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.